Eligible Sprint customers can get a KNFB Reader Enterprise license free. Eligible Sprint customers can get a KNFB Reader Enterprise license for free. Starting November 20, 2017, Sprint customers who purchase a new line of service or eligible upgrade through Sprint Accessibility will receive a free license to download the KNFB Reader Enterprise app on up to 2 mobile devices. If you are a new or upgrading Sprint customer, you may be able to get the power to convert printed documents into speech or braille instantly and accurately at no extra cost. All you need to do is, 1. Visit sprint.com/vision or a Sprint store to purchase a new line of service or eligible upgrade. 2. Call 855-885-7568 and ask a Sprint Accessibility Care representative for the KNFB Reader Enterprise app. 3. Sprint will provide you with the information you need to create a username and password that will activate your new KNFB Reader Enterprise license. 4. Download the KNFB Reader Enterprise app from the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, or Windows 10 Store. 5. When you launch the app, enter the username and password from Step 3 above, and you're all set. Be sure to download the KNFB Reader Enterprise app, not KNFB Reader, for $99.99. The KNFB Reader Enterprise app is listed free in the app stores and can be activated with your free KNFB Reader Enterprise license from Sprint. KNFB Reader Enterprise allows users to enjoy the power of KNFB Reader on multiple devices. Make sure that KNFB Reader Enterprise is the app that you download onto your devices to take advantage of this offer. KNFB Reader Enterprise works on Apple, Android, Windows 10 devices, and Windows 10 laptops and PCs. You'll be able to use KNFB Reader Enterprise provided by Sprint. Just download KNFB Reader Enterprise on both devices and use the same username and password. For example, you can download KNFB Reader Enterprise onto your Sprint phone and also to your Windows 10 laptop, or onto both your Android phone and Android tablet. To learn more about the KNFB Reader Enterprise, visit www.knfbreader.com. Happy reading from the National Federation of the Blind and Sprint Accessibility. Elected in Maine. The 2018 officers for the National Federation of the Blind Greater Portland Chapter are Leslie Landry, President, Gerard Landry, Vice President, Mark Hodgson, Secretary, Randy Bellavance, Secretary, John Lee, Trustee, Sarah Bellavance, Trustee. Newly reestablished Prince William County Chapter of the NFB of Virginia. On November 18, 2017, after a number of years in hiatus, we re-established the Prince William County Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Virginia. A constitution was adopted and officers elected. The board is as follows: President Mark Canamasso, Vice President Oscar Montiel, Secretary Alicia Hiller, Treasurer Mark Ross, and board members John Dubois and Andrew Hiller. Letter writing campaign to request accessibility from Sirius XM Radio. My name is Alexander Kaiser, and I am trying to start a letter writing campaign to Sirius XM Satellite Radio to convince them to create fully accessible HomeKit units. Among the features that Sirius does not currently have that I believe they should make available are audible menus for setup configuration, Wi-Fi settings, music genre, channel number, and audible voice-driven remote control, and the channel guide and user manual available in Braille for those who would prefer hard copy to electronic. I would also like to encourage Sirius XM Radio to address the inaccessibility of the current tabletop Wi-Fi and HomeKit units. The address to write to the company directly is Sirius-XM Radio Incorporated, Corporate Customer Relations, 1221 Avenue of the Americas, New York, New York, 10020. If you have any questions about Sirius XM, its current inaccessibility, or my suggestions for how the company could make its units more accessible, you can contact me by email at askkaiser, A-S-K-A-I-S-E-R, number 99, at outlook.com, or by phone at 848-205-0208. In brief, notices and information in this section may be of interest to monitor readers. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the information. We have edited only for space and clarity. Seedlings adds 5 new books to UEB collection for older kids. Seedlings Braille Books for Children just added 5 more books to its UEB collection for independent readers. 3 are new titles, A to Z Mysteries, The Lucky Lottery, Cam Jansen and the Snow Day Mystery, and Nancy Drew number 15, The Haunted Bridge. Two are popular titles converted from the old Braille code, Super Fudge and A to Z Mysteries, Detective Camp. This brings to 72 the number of books Seedlings offers in contracted UEB for older children. To order these books, use the link located on the show notes page of the podcast. Seedlings nearly 300 print and Braille books for babies and toddlers and beginning readers are already in UEB. Links to order these books can also be found on the podcast show notes page. Learn to play. Come check out our new website where we have beginner courses for piano, guitar, ukulele, banjo, bass guitar, and more. Our courses and song lessons are taught completely by ear, so there is no print, video, or Braille to mess with. The lessons and songs can be purchased in either CD or MP3 format, which makes them easy to use and travel with. Come see what we have at www.musicfortheblind.com. Monitor Mart. The notices in this section have been edited for clarity, but we can pass along only the information we were given. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the statements made or the quality of the products for sale. Looking to buy. My name is Melody Edwards. If anyone has one of these items and no longer has a use for it, please contact me. I want the Handy Cassette 1 from APH, books or music on cassette, a double cassette radio, a Sharp talking calculator clock, or a Franklin Language Master Dictionary. Contact Melody Edwards by phone at 336-893-6295 or by email at infoprincess2013@gmail.com. NFB Pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its constitution.